The damage could be even greater this year. Presidents with an approval rating below 50%, Trump's currently sits at around 43%, fare much worse than their peers, according to data from Gallup. But the Republican Party believes Trump can break the pattern. There's no one better to turn out our Republican base than President Trump, says Cassie Smedville, a spokesman for the Republican National Committee. Deploying a commander-in-chief to the campaign trail is not exactly groundbreaking, but certain rules of decorum have traditionally applied, experts say. Earlier, presidents have thought that that is just part of presidential dignity, says Michael Beschloss, a presidential historian. You don't get into the mud in a state or a district election. One notable exception was former President Richard Nixon. Hoping to boost the number of GOP seats in the Democrat-held Congress, Nixon campaigned aggressively during the 1970 midterms, giving a famously divisive law and order speech after protesters threw rocks at his motorcade in San Jose, California. The strategy didn't work. Republicans lost 12 seats in the House that year. Trump plans to emphasize immigration issues this summer and fall, both in Washington and on the campaign trail. He'll campaign for more deportation officers and detention beds, according to a senior administration official, as well as funding for his promised border wall in the spending deal that Congress has to pass before September 30th. The White House believes a last-minute budget fight over border security, even at the risk of a government shutdown, will electrify GOP voters. But the centerpiece of the strategy is simply to put Trump in front of voters and let him loose. The result will be familiar to those who remember 2016. In Elkhart, an RV manufacturing town near the Michigan border, the president cycled through hot-button issues like a stand-up comic, workshopping laugh lines. He touted his moves to ditch the Iran deal, open the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, and meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Joe Donnelly will do whatever Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi tell him to do, the president said. In truth, Donnelly has voted with Trump more than half the time, unusual for a Democrat. He was among just three Democrats casting a ballot in favor of the president's immigration proposal, which failed. But that's Donnelly's case to make. We have the worst immigration laws in the history of mankind. We're slowly getting them changed. We want to make it quick, Trump said, before pivoting to the point. So, give me some reinforcements, please.